Looking for an awesome place to host your draft party? Look no further than Hooters. With tons of TVs, free Wi-Fi, world-famous wings, and ice-cold beer, you're probably thinking, it doesn't get any better than that. But wait, at Hooters, it does. Every fantasy league gets a free draft kit and over $200 in Hooters swag. Join us for fantasy football, done Hooters style. Book now at Hooters.com/football. That's Hooters.com/football. See you at Hooters.
Why has Bill Curry been your hometown Ford dealer for nearly 60 years? It starts with one of the industry's best lifetime warranties for new and pre-owned vehicles, enhanced by 10-year roadside assistance and free maintenance for a year. Also included are nitrogen tire fills, F-150 and Super Duty bedliners, paint and fabric protection, and more. Add an extensive inventory and concierge customer service, and it's easy to see why Bill Curry is still Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. On Dale Mabry, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It's our fourth year on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and the last three have been presented by Hooters. You can visit originalhooters.com to seek out any of the 11 locations in the Tampa Bay area. And I thank Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and for hosting our not one, not two, but three leagues this coming Sunday night at the Tampa location on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of North Dale Mabry. We have room for one more owner. If you'd like to be that owner, live in the Tampa Bay area, can be physically present, and you can bring one guest. The guest would not be an owner. They would be your guest. Sunday night, August 25th. Need you there at 7 p.m. You'll be done by roughly 9:30-ish. Leagues are free. I will send out all details of scoring. We keep it simple. Prizes for winners in all three leagues. Send an email to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com as soon as possible. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Among the owners and those making appearances Sunday night, scheduled to appear, Ira Kaufman, the Sage, Tampa Bay's Hall of Fame voter from JoeBucksFan.com, Bobby Fenton, host of the Free Stretch podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. He is drafting as Joe's surrogate for the Joe Bucks Fan entry. Sean Sullivan, from Bill Curry Ford. Sean's a huge fantasy player and is coming in guns blazing. He doesn't want to win the fantasy league. He just wants to take down Ira head-to-head. I'll have to make sure they schedule two games against each other this year. Sean, you got it. And thanks to Bill Curry Ford also for their support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. A lot of returning players. Dennis Phillips is coming. Thank you, Dennis. ABC Action News. Dennis has his own fantasy football league with Seth Kushner from Drew Garabo Live and 102.5 The Bone. Seth is also coming, representing The Bone. Also representing The Bone, Johnny B., host and stand-up comedian from The Johnny B. Show on 102.5. My longtime friend Danny Close, who I've known longer than Danny would want us to admit. Danny is a high school baseball coach and just overall one of my favorite people in the world. I've been talking sports with him for multiple decades. And Danny is not only playing. Danny works select Friday nights down at Eats American Grill down in South Tampa. He works the bar. And I wanted a female owner. And I got one. And don't be surprised if she wins one of the leagues. I'm not putting pressure on her. She's just sharp as hell. Val will be there. So we have a female owner as well. Mike Lentz is back from Papa John's. Speaking of Todd Wright Tour supporters, Mark Fitzpatrick is playing. Mark is very well connected in the area. Bengal Ralph, the best ambassador I have for my golf tournaments. Bengal Ralph will certainly be drafting Joe Mixon and or Tyler Boyd or both. Much too high. We'll talk about homers in a moment. Defending champion Robert Wright is back. Defending champion Bill Eisman is back. Corey Atkins just reached out to me with his RSVP. He may be switching leagues, but that's Corey's call. Matt Jones of the Chicho Restaurant Group will be there. Christy Knight from Magic 94.9 says she's showing up. I don't know if she's drafting or not. Former Buccaneer cheerleader Berenice says she's coming by. This is quite an event. We have room for another owner. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Email me. Also, if you have draft questions, I've spent a lot of the podcast leading up to this point talking about how you set up your league. But if you have draft questions independent of setting up your league, you can ask me. I want to thank Doug Russell at ESPN Radio Milwaukee. Doug and I have worked together in the past on national radio. I'm a big fan of Doug. I think he's, let's put it this way. If sports radio had more Doug Russells in it in 2019, I'd still be doing it full time. It's a lot of the loudmouths who have gotten paid to be loud and fill airtime and not be accountable that have driven me out of the business indirectly because I don't want to be associated with them. If there were more Doug Russells and more Tom Krasnickys and more Gil Alexanders and more Dave Weeklys and Heath Klines who do it right, where it's less about them and more about doing a quality show with accountability, I'd probably still be in the business. But that's not what bosses tend to hire these days. That's a whole other issue about the deterioration of what was sports radio these days. And the fault really is in the program directors who have ruined it. Not Len Weiner. He didn't ruin it. Len's one of my favorites, running two radio stations down there in Miami. It's funny, Len tried to hire me when he was in Tampa. He did hire me at ESPN. Hasn't tried to hire me in Miami. Just saying, Len. Not that I would move there, but it's not a stretch for me to do it for you. You got two stations. You got plenty of airtime. All right, so nevertheless, thanks to Doug Russell. Doug Russell's listeners had their huge draft at Dave & Buster's last night in Milwaukee, and I got a number of emails from Doug Russell's listeners. If you have a draft email, very simply, lay it out. Say, hey, should I keep this guy? Hey, I'm thinking of drafting this guy early. Hey, can I wait on this guy? Would you draft this guy? Send me the email. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. For the last 3 years, I've answered every fantasy email sent to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Every one of them. Even if it was a question where I responded and said, I don't answer this type of question. Rephrase it. Let's have a conversation. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Don't run to Twitter and ask me there. Email me. I want to talk to you one-on-one. I'm not going down the Twitter wormhole. That's now there just to promote some things for me. They promote my golf tournaments. You see some of my TV appearances there from Spectrum, Bay News 9, Spectrum Sports 360, and my podcasts. It's a promotional vehicle. That's it. I like to talk to people one-on-one. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. All right, so speaking of homers, we did a whole don't forget, we have split the podcast this year. There's the new Todd Wright Toddcast, episode 45, just posted yesterday. The Todd Wright Toddcast basically allows me to talk football without having to put a fantasy spin on it. All right? So please check out, Google the Todd Wright Toddcast, find it either on JoeBucksFan.com or on major podcast platforms, please add it as well. The Todd Wright Toddcast will complement the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and vice versa. But we've talked in a previous fantasy podcast about homers. And what I said to you was, let homers be homers. Now, the point I made about that is, there's homers in every fantasy league, but we're talking about other people. Do not be a homer in your fantasy play. Let someone else do it because it will elevate the value of players for you. And I'm going to give you an example. And I'm going to do it by ripping people I like. And if they don't like it, they can have me on their show, and I'll take them on one-on-three and tell them how much of a homer they are. Speaking of Seth Kushner, Seth had the weekend off from a fantasy show he does on 102.5 The Bone. So the other three hosts on the show were talking about who was the best receiver that you want to own in fantasy from the NFC South. All three of them, now Seth wasn't there, all three of them on the show ranked Mike Evans number one. And what was funny was, in the next breath, all of them said, "I'm not being a homer." Which, let me quote one of the other hosts on 102.5 The Bone, who's not on that fantasy show, the great Drew Garabo of Drew Garabo Live from 2 to 6 every weekday. Drew Garabo often says, he and I, for better or worse, are out in the dating world. Drew actually has a girlfriend now, but he has floated in and out of the dating world the last few years. We play golf. We touch on this stuff. If you wonder when Drew Garabo and I play golf, it's like, boy, what do those two guys talk about? Things like how odd the dating world is. We do talk golf. We talk about what it means to have, what it means to, you know, who our good friends really are. And things like, here was Drew's greatest line from our last round of golf. Drew said, quote, "I make great scrambled eggs." He was talking about himself. Because I told him I eat a lot of scrambled eggs, and my grandfather made bad scrambled eggs. These are the things we talk about. So, but Drew said something once about the dating world and dating apps, where when a woman says, "I'm not into drama and I'm not crazy," when she says it up front, she is into drama and she is crazy. I'm applying that to the three guys, God bless them all, on the fantasy show on 102.5 The Bone in Tampa Bay last Sunday, when they said the number one fantasy wide receiver you want to own from the NFC South is Mike Evans, and in the next breath said, "I'm not being a homer here." The same applies. Yes, you are. You're trying to convince yourself you're not. You are. You have not done the research. You are not drafting accurately. And you are alone. And in your draft with non-homers, you are simply going to elevate the value of Michael Thomas and Julio Jones. Let's go to a non-homer site. One of my favorites, fantasyfootballcalculator.com. As I speak, posting this at 11 a.m. on Wednesday morning before heading out to Innisbrook to try to beat the rain today and play Copperhead, site of the 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship, where you can play Copperhead, the same course. The PGA Tour players play the Valspar Championship next summer in my tournament for $99, or you can pay the Booger Tournament $1,100 for a foursome, or you can pay me $99 to play. By the way, yeah, he charges $1,100 for a foursome. I charge you $99 per player. Yeah, you choose. FantasyFootballCalculator.com, as of 11 a.m. on this Wednesday, data from 845 fantasy football mock drafts between August 19th and August 21st. All right, so pretty up to date. So the last 845 fantasy football mock drafts, standard scoring leagues, 12-team leagues. The average draft position of Mike Evans is 21. Ninth pick, second round. The average draft position of Julio Jones is 12th. So end of first round. The average draft position of Michael Thomas is 13th. Jones and Thomas are not only locked at the hip here, but in most legitimate research, taking in mock drafts from all over the country and the world, Jones and Thomas are connected as kind of the second, let's use an NBA term. It's all about twosomes in the NBA. Westbrook, Harden, right? Durant, Irving, Kawhi, George, LeBron. Who else does he have now that he doesn't have Boogie? Yeah, Anthony, the unibrow Anthony Davis. Still can't believe Anthony Davis was in the last installment of The Barbershop. But if Nicki Minaj is in a movie, I'll be in it. I don't care what's going on. So it's Jones and Thomas. So the point I'm making is don't be the homer. You elevate the value of Jones and Thomas for your opponents when you are a homer for a player, as these three hosts clearly were, that I listened to last Sunday driving home, ironically, from Innisbrook about Mike Evans. All you do is elevate the value of players for your opponents, and it will cost you. It will. Now, let me talk about, before we do some more things from fantasyfootballcalculator.com, let me talk to you about one other myth that I heard on that show, but I've heard it a lot, that there's this obsession with sleepers. Please stop. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. I have told you before, early in your draft, when you are drafting your starting lineup, draft chalk. Draft chalk. Chalk wins. Chalk puts you in a position to compete. Chalk is your foundation of your team. And there's a reason why. Because all of the information that goes into the chalk generally pans out. Sure. Will some of those chalk players fail? Yes. And they make big news, right? But it's like one or two guys. Le'Veon Bell, not playing. David Johnson, hurt first quarter 2017 of week one, never plays again. Ezekiel Elliott, 6-game suspension, and what it would mean 2 years ago. Melvin Gordon's holdout right now. Ezekiel Elliott's holdout right now makes big news. Chalk is the foundation of your starting lineup. If you are a football fan and you rip NFL GMs for reaching for players, and you do the same in fantasy football, you are a hypocrite. I call for you to be fired just as you call for those GMs to be fired. I am not telling you that there aren't sleepers out there. The best example, 2 years ago. Here's how my running backs played out in 2017. Ezekiel Elliott's got this 6-game suspension he's fighting. No one knows what to do with him. RB1's at a premium. Big surprise, just 2 years ago. So I drafted Shady McCoy, middle-ish of the first round. I took McCoy. Back then, he had that value. Wrapped around to me again, I took Melvin Gordon as my RB2. And then when it wrapped around to me at 3, Elliott was sitting there. I took him. Why? Now he's a luxury to me. I have two starters. Whenever Elliott plays, I can play him. Whenever he gets suspended, I have two guys I picked before him. Then, after week one waivers, I noticed the touch counts on Alvin Kamara, rookie in New Orleans, undrafted in fantasy. Took a chance on him. Doesn't cost me a draft pick. By then, I've identified someone I drafted that wasn't getting touches, wasn't as much involved, right? We all do it. You pick somebody, you just hope it's not your wide receiver one or your RB one or your QB one. Maybe they don't get hurt the first week, but something goes off. And after week one, you look and you're like, wow, they're expendable. And that's when you throw the dart. So you can throw the dart for bench players in your fantasy draft. Once you get to your third running back, once you get to your third wide receiver, once you get to your QB2, my friend Ben, last year, Eagles homer. Guess who his QB2 was? Pat Mahomes. Boom. Worked out great for him. He didn't reach for him, but he didn't draft him to play. He picked him as his QB2. Sleepers are not the reason you win or lose fantasy drafts. They're not. It's the chalk you draft and how smartly you draft that chalk. Because in your fantasy draft, you are picking your starting lineup for the first 2 weeks minimum. You draft a running back as your first running back, he's in your lineup the first 2 weeks. You draft a wide receiver as your first wide receiver, he's in your lineup the first 2 weeks. You draft a quarterback, he's in your lineup probably for the first 4 weeks. You are drafting your starting lineup. That's the chalk. That's how you play it. You are not reinventing anything by reaching. And if you are a homer, you are increasing the value of picks for your opponents, and it will bite you badly. So don't go overboard on sleepers. Basically, don't be Dan Snyder and the Redskins. Remember, it was always in the offseason. Are they trying to win the press conference? Or are they trying to win the Super Bowl? Are you trying to be the most talked about owner at the draft? Or are you trying to win your fantasy football league? All right, let's go over some more ADP. Those same 845 fantasy football mock drafts, standard scoring. And standard doesn't vary much from PPR anymore, by the way. I just think standard scoring in non-PPR is more sensible because PPR was invented in an era where Emmett Smith, Thurman Thomas, Barry Sanders, and to a lesser extent, Chris Warren, dominated touches. RB1s did. We're not in that era anymore. Jerry Jones is right. You do not need a Pro Bowl running back to win a Super Bowl. Did the Patriots have one? I like Michelle. I really like James White. What are the Patriots known for? What are most teams known for? Your top three fantasy running backs this year, Barkley, Kamara, McCaffrey. How many of them might make the playoffs? Over under 1.5. Right? Yeah. All right, so Barkley, Kamara, McCaffrey, 1, 2, 3. I talked about this on Doug Russell's show the other day. If you have one of the top three picks and you are not picking one of those three running backs, unless you have news Ezekiel Elliott has signed, if you have one of the top three picks, you pick one of those three running backs. Don't do anything else. You will regret it. According to Fantasy Football Calculator, Elliott is going 4. I understand that. But as much as I can say, yeah, I see the pros for doing that, I see the cons for doing it as well. DeAndre Hopkins, in this fantasy football calculator breakdown of all these fantasy football mock drafts, is number 5. David Johnson, 6. Le'Veon Bell, 7. Nick Chubb, up to 8. Baker Mayfield be damned, it's not Browns against the world. The world is backing the Browns right now. And I get the Chubb selection. Here's the danger on Chubb when Kareem Hunt is ready to go. Granted, it's 9 games in. How does that affect you? Devontae Adams' ADP is 9, James Conner 10, Gurley 11. Then four wide receivers in a row. Jones, Thomas, Hill, Beckham. So here's what's interesting to me. Of the top 15 in ADP right now, based on the last 48 hours of mock drafts everywhere, even though the top four are running backs, top three locked in, six of the next 12 are wide receivers. That's the change this year from other years. Why? Because of all the red flags on RB1s. Red flags on Elliott. Red flags on Johnson. Red flags on Bell. Red flags on Chubb. How good are the Browns? What happens when Hunt comes back? Red flags on Connor. Can he handle the load? How are the Steelers now that Connor is a known commodity? Gurley, the knee. And then the two running backs after that top 15 are Mixon, who did lead the AFC in rushing last year, but the Bengals have little else, right? It's kind of Mixon and Boyd, and that's it, especially with the latest A.J. Green injury. By the way, if you have deep benches in your fantasy draft, you do a lot worse than rostering Finley, the backup quarterback of the Bengals. I think it's just a guy by mid to late season might be putting up some pretty good numbers for a shitty team, because Dalton clearly doesn't have a future there. It might be a lottery ticket or in a keeper league. And then Juju is at 18, followed by Kelce and Mahomes. And then, I guess we'll end the podcast here, after all that, is Mike Evans at 21. Just in front of Damian Williams, which basically it's not Damian Williams. That slot is running back playing behind Pat Mahomes. And then Leonard Fournette, and then whatever is going on with Antonio Brown. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Seek out Hooters for your fantasy draft. Also, a shout out to Bill Curry Ford for their support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email me any of your draft questions at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. We'll talk to you next time.